Fermo.
Hello, this is Enos with Ascent Commercial Roofing.
Hi, and this is Sahak with Local Slash. We spoke before about the Google listing. How you doing?
Great, great.
Happy to hear that, man. It's Friday, so I can't complain too much, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you said to try here on Friday, just following up.
Okay, all right. Let's see. I still haven't really decided yet what I want to do yet.
Oh, okay. Well, what were you choosing between?
Let's see here. Between this and marketing on something else.
Okay. Do you know? Have any other ideas?
Facebook ads.
So we actually, those are included in the package.
Those are included?
Yeah. Remember I was telling you before, so you're on the first page of Google, you're on the first page of Bing, you're on the local directories, you know, as soon as anyone searches for any of those services, you're popping up, Facebook ads, sponsored ads. Yeah, they actually have a Google tech team, like our team trains with Google Tech, so they have a lot of good success with the Facebook ads. That's just between Google and all the other platforms we use, Facebook is the second best. So that's actually included, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you have your tracking system. You have an app on your phone where you can actually see all this real time, too. So you can see where the calls are coming from. You can see what areas are being searched in the most, the keywords that are being used most or least, so we can switch them out, you know, optimize everything too. You have a tech team at your disposal, you name it. It's a full service marketing package.
Okay. I gotcha.
And all your ads are included in that. There's no additional cost.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So definitely, doable for sure.
Right.
And then did you guys already get verified on Google, like your Google My Business profile?
Verified? You mean for like a free Google website?
They do sometimes. People call it that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have you done that? Like done the process with that?
Yes. Yes.
You did. You did. So if I search Ascent. Ascent Commercial Roofing, you guys should pop up with a Google business profile then?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. And then, let's see. The 6205 Highway, is that still Kurt? The address? Is that West Coast Highway or let's see, what is it? 6205 Highway, Shelbina.
Yeah, Shelbina.
Shelbina. Oh, yep. 63468. Got it. Okay. And then,
yeah.
I mean, would this be the number you'd want clients to contact you on as well? The one we're talking on?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let's see. What's a good email for you?
ascent.commercialroofing@gmail.com.
Roof, so let me just confirm. So that's ascent.commercialroofing@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And then, Enos, how do you spell your name?
E-N-O-S.
Enos, okay. And then your last name?
Troyer, T-R-O-Y-E-R.
Troyer, got it. Okay, and then now for your Google business profile, because we're going to optimize it, like show like your hours of operation, you know, everything. So when clients find you, you know, that's what they see. So what about hours of operation? Is that going to be like 9 to 5 or 8 to 6
no,
or how would you like?
It's 7 to 5.
7 to 5?
Yes.
Okay, and then for clients to contact you, is phone, text, and email going to be okay?
Yes.
That's good. All right. And let's see. What about certain areas that you want to show up in? Do you have any specific cities that you'd want to be found for when people search?
I'm in within the 80-mile radius of Monroe City. Like, there is Hannibal, Columbia, Macon. There's a lot of cities around me that. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll put that. All right, and then now you guys already do have a website, right?
Yes.
And would you like us just to run traffic through your site? Because we also do build websites, but the website looks pretty good. Did you guys build this yourself, or?
Yeah, I would just like to have them to go through my site. Yes.
Okay, so we'll use your site for. We're going to drive all the traffic to your website, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So we'll do that, and then so no website needed. All right, and then you guys do have the Facebook, okay. And what about the keywords, like how you want to be found when people search? Of course, roofing, but do you have any other specific keywords, like type of services or type of roofs that you want to be found for when people search?
Roof repairs and roof replacements, roof coatings.
Roof replacements, roof coatings, okay.
And then commercial roofing. A lot of people will search commercial roofing.
Yeah, for like small businesses and stuff. Yeah, okay. Commercial roofing. Okay. And
or
then
commercial roof coatings.
There we go. That's a good one too. Okay. Commercial roof coatings. Okay. Let's see. All right. And then you guys are licensed and insured, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay. And then it's 7 to 5. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, it's 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, the hours?
Yes.
Okay. No weekend work, right?
No, normally not.
Yep. Me neither. I gotta be with, have some time to myself. Let's see. Okay. And it's ENOS Troyer, right? TROYER?
Yes.
Okay. And then the 6205, the highway, that's, the business address. Would you like to list that online, like where people can see it, or is that like a home address?
Yeah, I mean, it is both.
It's both.
For right now.
But you wouldn't mind people seeing right it, now. The actual address.
No, it should be fine.
It's okay? All right.
Yeah. Because
I usually like to let the tech know if you do or don't want to list it, because some people don't, you know. Especially if it's like a home address. But if it's more of a business too, then it should be okay. All right. And is it warming up over there for you guys, like, for the summer, or is it still kind of cold? I know the weather's been kind of weird lately.
No, it's like 70-some degrees right now, like 70.
Oh, yeah. That's hot. Yeah, I'm originally from Washington State, and it's always cold there.
Yeah.
Man. So when I started moving
yeah.
to the warmer states, yeah, I'm not used to the heat, man, so I started, like, getting too hot, but it's better than being cold all the time. That's for sure.
Right. Yeah.
Right, seriously. And then, so, looks like we're good on that part. We got all the keywords and everything. And then, what about, now, for the billing address, that would be the next part. Is that the same for the billing address, the 6205?
C6205.
Highway HH.
Yeah, yep.
And the HH is both capital, the letters?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to make sure. And then for the payment method, is that like a Visa or a MasterCard or?
How much is it going to be?
Oh, okay, yeah. So, well, like, so essentially, It's originally the $398, and then every month after is the $299, right? Remember, because the original payment just includes the programming, which, like I said, would include a website if you wanted, but instead they're just going to run your website. So every month after, though, because this the initial payment is like that, it's $299. So essentially $300 a month. That's what you're budgeting.
$300 a month?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So $398, and then every month after, $299, $300 exactly. And it's, and that does not change even if you get 50 calls, 50,000 calls. It's not based on the leads or the calls. It's just a flat fee that covers that whole marketing package that we were talking about.
Okay. All right. And then you said you guys have an app?
Yeah, and we have an app that we created called Splash Call. How it works is you download it on your phone. That way you can see your dashboard from your phone, like live, you know, real time, instead of having to log into our website each time. So you can actually see how your Facebook ads are performing, you know, because you wanted to use the Facebook ads, right? That was a big important thing. And then also you can see like where the calls are coming from, the areas that you're being searched in, you know, more or less. That way we can kind of switch out areas, as well as the keywords. Same thing, if they're working well or not. And the technician can also give you suggestions on terms for roofing that have high search volumes too. I can also make a note for him to do that as well, if you like.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, because it helps a lot. I get more searches that way. The more the merrier, right? So let's see. So the address is the same, right? The 6205. And then you said it was a Visa or a MasterCard?
It'll be a Visa.
Okay. And then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
4072.
Okay.
2530.
Mm-hmm.
0008.
Okay.
4129.
Okay, so just to confirm, 4072-2530-0008-4129.
Correct.
Okay, and the expiration?
0924.
And the number on the back?
464.
Okay. Now we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. The calls are more secure, of course. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
You can use mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the name?
Susie, S-U-S-I-E.
Susie, okay, S-U-S-I-E. S-U-S-I-E. There we go. Okay. So that's good. Now just set up the account. Just hit quick set. Now once I set everything up, we process, right? It's going to go through. You're going to get your invoice through text and email. I think you'll get the email first, but I usually resend the text because it's even faster. Like it's the easiest way to access it. That way you'll have one for your records too. You'll be able to see, the invoice and
okay.
Everything is included, the pricing and all that good stuff. And we just have one very quick step and you're good to go. So let's see here, just doing that now. There we go. Okay. Just takes a quick sec here. And then now also when would be a good time to speak with the technician? Can you do that sometime today? Like the one who's building your profiles and doing the keywords and everything. Could you do that later today, or would you want to do that Monday morning? Do you have time today?
To do what again?
So basically you're just speaking with our technician who's going to be like building all your online profiles and, you know, helping with the keywords and all that. About a 30-minute phone call, something like that, depending.
Okay. All right.
You could do that sometime today. You have an open spot.
Yeah, later on today would be better, yes.
Later on would be okay. All right. Yeah, I'll make a note then. Okay, and let's see. Okay, so it's just loading now. Okay, so that should be going through now. So just to confirm the info, Enos, E-N-O-S, Troyer, 6205 Highway HH Shelbina, MO 63468, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're good. Should be good. You're going to see that come through on your online banking. You'll see that first, of course. And then I'm going to send you over the invoice. And like I said, just one other quick step and we're good to go. One sec here. You should see it come through in just a second.
Okay.
And then we're just going to go through the invoice, quick verification, which basically kind of explains everything, right? And then gets you everything you'll need for the talk with the tech. And then you're good to go. So let's see. You should get an email, I think, already you'll have. But I'm resending you a text right now. It'll have the invoice. It'll have, like, a link inside the text. Once you click it, that'll actually take you inside the document, so you don't have to actually go into the email. You should get that text any second now.
Okay.
Okay. Let me know when you see that.
Yes, yeah.
So once you click on that, it'll take you inside the invoice. Take a quick look. Let me know if you got any questions, of course. Now, once you get to the bottom, there's going to be a part that has like a box where you click. It says, I'm the authorized user. And then next to that, you'll be a spot to type your name. Once you've done those and hit confirm signature, that should take you to our website and then ask for your username and password, which the technician, since you're speaking with him today, he'll have that within about 7 days for you. So let me know once you get there.
Okay, I confirmed the signature.
Okay. Let me just
now it says username
and
password.
There it is. Okay, so we're good. So now just the last step. Like I said, it's just our voice verification. It's to outline the service agreement and everything, right, how it works, get you the information you need, and also to ensure the accuracy of the order. So if you need me to review or clarify anything, you know, just let me know. I'm going to start now.
So,
welcome to – oh, yeah, go ahead.
What is the username and the password to get in?
Oh, okay. So like I said, you're going to speak with the technician today. He's going to start setting that up for you. Usually you get that within 7 days.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to set you up with all your profiles and build all that for you. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Ascent Commercial Roofing.
Okay, and please state your name and title within the business.
Enos Troyer.
Okay, and your owner and operator, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, now are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. That also has to do with, like, the verification process and everything. And since I think you said you already were kind of in that process or you'd finished it, you should be good. I'm just in case you do need it, I'm sending you, it should be in your email. It'll say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. You should have that email, your initial invoice, right, for your records. And then also your welcome email as well. Now just make sure it's, you know, just have as much ready for the time with the technician later today, like in the afternoon, as you can. That way he can get a jump start on everything, right? And now also, as a result of increased visibility online, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you to make sure that and verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. And those other ones you can just disregard. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Basically just during the process, right? Because we're getting you verified and building your profiles. do you agree when we set up times to speak with you and like send you emails to like you know, do certain things that you'll be in contact, right? They don't just flood you with phone calls and emails and bother you, but sometimes they're going to need a little bit of assistance. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to just let us know of any additional online marketing that you might do with, like, say, another company during the term of your agreement, if that happens?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, August 18th, and the non-refundable amount of $398. When the second payment is completed, though, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th, or just 30 days from today, and the amount of $299. That's the recurring payment. Now, you may just continue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number that I'm going to text to you here once we finish the call to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No problem at all. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so you're good to go. Now, I just need to set up your time with the technician. What's a good time today for you to speak with him? It's going to be, you know, opportune for you.
Around 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. So let's see.
That would be
11. So 11 our time. We're in the west here. We're in the Pacific. So you guys are 2 hour difference, right? So it should be 11 o'clock. Let me just double check. Yep. It's actually only an hour difference. Okay, so it'd be, so that's the only thing we don't, the technicians, they can't do anything during lunchtime. Maybe an hour before or an hour after be okay, like 2 or maybe say 12 your time?
We'll make it for 2.
2 better? Okay, so that'll be 1 o'clock. Yeah. Okay, just doing that now, Local Splash. And then I'm just going to send you the text with my contact info and then the information you need about the tech. And then you are good to go, sir. So let me just – and that's the good number to, for them to contact you as well, for clients and for the technician. Same number, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then, let's see, any questions you'll have, you can ask the technician on the technical side, obviously, about the Google, the Facebook ads, you know, whatever, anything at all. Usually the call's about 30 minutes or so, depending if you have questions or not. So, let's see. Okay, so that should be good. That's going to go to your email, too. You should get that any second here. Now I'm just going to send you the... And then I'm just going to send you the text, and you're good. So you're all good to go. Thanks for giving us a shot. You're going to love it. I mean, welcome to the team, most of all. They're going to call you within 30 minutes of that 2 o'clock time, so between 2 and 2:30 to get you started, okay?
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Sounds good, man. So it was good talking with you again. You have a good one, and they'll call you around 2, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have a good one, too.
You too. All right. Bye.
Bye.